The 40th anniversary of the Rolling Stones has seen an avalanche of publicity, as well as yet another world tour. Among the events has been the remastering and re-release of their early albums. Rock historian Ed Ward sat down and listened to all of them, and here's his report.
As part of the 40th anniversary of the birth of the Rolling Stones, we're being treated to a massive reissue of their early catalog by Abco Records, owned by their former business manager, Alan Klein. Not only has every album been reissued in its original form, which means two copies of Out of Our Heads, Aftermath, and Between the Buttons, which had different tracks in their US and UK versions, but each has been remastered, both in normal CD format and a new format, SACD. It's tempting to trot out the old cliches about how you can hear things you've never heard before, but okay, I'll give in. You can hear things you've never heard before, as well as things that you have, including how out of tune they could be.
Everywhere you want, I always go. I always give in because baby, I know. Just say so, because she gives me that feeling inside that I know.
The climactic ending of that one is even more excruciating in crisp digital sound, too. But beyond that, it gave me the opportunity to sit down and play the Stones catalog in order, something I never did when I was buying the originals on vinyl, because I was in the middle of living my fandom. Needless to say, 30 years later, the Stones have seen to it that my fandom has diminished considerably through their refusal to change gracefully. The media's played its part, too, with its focus on Mick. Mick? Everybody knows the Stones are all about Charlie. That's from the Charlie Watts solo album, as I've always thought of it, Between the Buttons. For some reason, this album, overflowing with what were then daring new approaches to songwriting, has Charlie way up in the mix. And it's a great chance to hear what his deceptively simple technique brings to the band. Another thing I got to do was sit down with what's widely considered to be the Stones' worst album, their Satanic Majesty's Request. I'm grieved to inform you that the original 3D cover is not reproduced in miniature here, but the record turns out to be much better than I, and probably you, remembered. And when you get to what is undeniably the worst thing the Stones ever recorded, the 5-minute Gomper, one of those tracks that was far more fun to play on than to listen to afterwards, the miracle of digital technology allows you to simply press a button and presto, it's gone. It has to be mentioned that these are exact replicas of the originals. No liner notes, no extra tracks, no personnel listings, no historical context, no added pictures, nothing. Given that extra stuff does exist, this is a shame, but these recordings, the first album from 1964 through Get Your Ya-Ya's Out in 1970, were subject to an intense legal battle between the Stones and Alan Klein, who still owns the rights to them, and perhaps not much more. Still, there's no excuse for omitting liner notes, or perhaps some photos. So which ones should you get? Your favorites, of course. And if you didn't grow up with these records or need a place to start listening to the band, I'd heartily recommend the 3-disc singles collection, which has their singles in chronological order. Each disc of it, too, is over 70 minutes. Who'd have guessed that some of the original albums clocked in at under a half an hour? The one to avoid is Metamorphosis, a bunch of studio scraps overdubbed by anonymous musicians and, some think, issued as a revenge tactic by Klein. And if all this hoopla isn't enough, retired Stones bassist Bill Wyman is back in the bookstores with a $50 coffee table book, Rolling with the Stones, lavishly illustrated from his 40-plus year collection of memorabilia. It's just as myopic as his endless autobiography, A Stone Alone, and just as fixated on finances, but omits the groupie details this time. Nice pictures, though. For my money, the Stones started declining after Brian Jones' death and plunged into total irrelevance in the mid-70s. If there's a remastered copy of Exile on Main Street out there, I should get it, and then I think I'll have all the Rolling Stones I need. Your mileage may vary, but as far as I'm concerned, you can't go wrong with the early Rolling Stones.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.